maybe I'm old-fashioned, but how can a parent be proud to announce to the entire world that their 17-year-old daughter is pregnant out of wedlock? In fact, it would seem to me that no parent would ever want to be in that situation where something so personal, so private, so challenging would need to be shared with the entire world. Which begs the question, why would Governor Sarah Palin accept Senator John McCain's request to be the Republican vice presidential nominee? And why would Senator McCain, who apparently knew about the pregnancy, extend the offer? Both of them had to know that the daughter's pregnancy was going to be exposed. They had to know that in the middle of a heated presidential election, the pregnancy of a 17-year-old girl was going to be grist for the mill. Particularly because Sarah Palin, who believes it's okay to teach creationism alongside evolution in science class so that students have two theories about how life came upon this planet, only supports abstinence-based sex education and not a comprehensive sex education which would include contraception. Governor Palin doesn't believe that students should be taught about contraception in case they decide to have sex, which in fact seems to be the case. Unfortunately, Governor Palin's daughter is not alone. Studies show that an abstinence-based sex education curriculum just doesn't work. And what about the young man? Was he or his family asked if he was prepared to be thrust into the national limelight? To be hoisted up as the poster child for adolescent sex? I doubt it. And the spinners are already at work. They're going to show that this is all wholesome and good. No abortion, no adoption, just two teens marrying and having a child before they've even graduated high school. But again, what compelled Governor Palin and Senator McCain to create this situation? Surely, Senator McCain, no matter how much he liked Governor Palin, would have known how much this could harm the governor's daughter. And as a father, why didn't Senator McCain just say to Governor Palin, now's not the time for you to run? And Governor Palin, why, knowing that her daughter was going to become the focus of all this attention, why would she accept the nomination? Sure, it must have been incredibly gratifying to be asked to be transformed from governor to vice presidential nominee. But she's spoken about family values. Isn't a family value to protect one's family, to put their needs before one's own? Isn't a parent's responsibility to try and protect one's child, not to cause them embarrassment? Regrettably, it seems the call to national political office was stronger than a parent's inclination to protect one's child. Was it simply ego? Was Governor Palin so focused on self that she forgot her role as parent? I don't know what would have compelled the governor to accept, but I feel badly for her daughter and for the young man. Their lives were already incredibly altered when they decided to have unprotected sex. Their lives were made far more difficult when Governor Palin accepted Senator McCain's invitation. Perhaps a lesson from both of these events is, think before you say yes. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.